now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Pottist.
Good afternoon. This is John Pottis, superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings, where every first Tuesday of the month from 4 to 5 p.m., we talk about all awesome things happening in HUSD. We have another great show lined up for you today. Today's show has a couple of themes. First, we're going to continue a little from last month, and we're going to talk about registration and specifically about kindergarten registration, because it's a little different than registration for other students. And second, we want to celebrate some of the awesome things that have been happening in our schools this year, and even sometimes despite all the COVID craziness and challenges that have been going on. And we want to celebrate our staff and students who have dug deep and persevered and continued to engage with our students in some pretty meaningful ways in their student activities. So those are kind of things that we're going to be looking at. We've got a principal and kindergarten teacher from Lake Valley Elementary School here today. We've got our band teacher from Bradshaw Mountain Middle School and the sponsor and a student from the high school Interact Club. So looking forward to the show. Before we get into this, we need to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
I was there when a woman lost her best friend of 50 years to suicide.
I was there when a troubled teen decided to live and thrive.
I was there to comfort fire evacuees just before Christmas.
I'm a realtor, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a student, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I'm a retired RN, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I was there when they told a wife her husband died in a wreck.
I was there to help a family after their home was destroyed by fire and they didn't know where to turn.
I'm a food industry consultant and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a business executive and I am an ACT volunteer.
The Arizona Crisis Team, ACT volunteers. Volunteers with compassion during tragedy. Volunteers are needed. Training classes begin May 20th in the Verde Valley, Sedona area and June 3rd in Prescott. For more information, visit azcrisisteam.org. That's azcrisisteam.org.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, welcome back. We are about to wrap up our third quarter for this school year, flying by, and our attention continues to focus on two things. Number one, we're still, you know, we have this year still, but we're also starting to pay attention to next year and trying to get information out to parents, particularly about registration right now. And in that light, my first two guests are Amy Fleming. She's the principal at Lake Valley Elementary School and one of her rock star kindergarten teachers, Holly Quisenberry. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So I'm going to start by just having you guys introduce yourselves.
So I'm Amy Fleming. I'm the principal at Lake Valley. This is my fifth year here at Lake Valley and still loving every minute of it.
I'm Holly Quisenberry, kindergarten teacher. This is my eighth year in the district and 21st year teaching kindergarten.
21 years in kindergarten.
In kindergarten.
That's
yes.
remarkable.
Yes.
I think I need to make you a certificate.
Kindergarten has always been my passion.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. So, and that's why she's fantastic at it.
Yeah, right on. Very cool. Well, thank you for being here, Amy and Holly. I appreciate it. So let's start off the big million-dollar question. We're talking about registration. Last month, we talked in registration in general and talked a little bit about kindergarten. But, you know, we've got that's kind of a new experience for our students and our parents in that world. Starting off, what do you want parents to know about? What's important for them to know about registration for next year?
Well, we'll start with kindergarten. We're taking registration starting now. So if you would like to register for next year, we are starting to accept applications. But a big thing we do for kindergarten that we don't generally do for other groups is Kinder Roundup. So this is going to be a little different for us this year due to COVID. Normally we have a big open house and open the floodgates and everyone comes in. This year we're going to do it a little bit different and do it by appointment only, which is actually a little more fantastic because you're going to get one-on-one time with Miss Amazing Kindergarten Teacher Holly Quisenberry or our other fantastic teacher, Mrs. Janowski. So the way we're going to run it is we have March 23rd and March 25th, so the Tuesday and Thursday after spring break. We are going to open our doors before school at 7:30 and then after school starting at 3:30 with 15-minute appointments. And parents can come in, bring in students. They can meet teachers, go down to the classroom. Our secretaries will be there to answer all the paperwork questions and really get some one-on-one time to tour the school and see what kindergarten is going to be like, because it is a big different experience for these little guys. So we aren't going to do the traditional open house, but we do want to still offer something for our families. And I'll kind of let Mrs. Quisenberry share why coming out to Kinder Roundup is important for our families.
We love having our future Lake Valley Cubs come out. It gives us some one-on-one time with the kids and the families. And these kiddos really remember coming to meet us, because the first day of school, they'll come and they'll say, I remember meeting you and I remember seeing the classroom. So they get really excited to see their room, to meet the teacher. And they love just looking around the room at the different things we have, the posters, the manipulatives. And I had a little boy get so excited to see the rug that we get to sit on for a whole group time. So they really enjoy just coming and seeing the playground. They get to tour the school and see where they're going to eat lunch in the big cafeteria, the gym, the library, the steam room. And just it gives us a chance to get a little glimpse on our future Cubs coming in and answer any questions that the families may have.
Right on. And I just want to clarify as you guys are talking that, you know, I've got Amy and Holly from Lake Valley here, but and they're talking specifically about Lake Valley. But what they're talking about as far as registration applies to all of our elementary schools.
Absolutely.
And so it's not just, I wanted to clarify, it's not just Lake Valley. If you, you know, if you're a parent living in one of the other attendance areas for one of the other schools. Similar things are happening at those schools, and all they have to do is reach out to their principals and figure out what's going on from there. So,
absolutely. Yeah, the principals, we were actually just talking, and I wanted to make sure I did say that just to call the school office, and they can let you know when their roundup dates might be and the time frames, and schedule those appointments with you all to make sure that we welcome all of the Humboldt kids in for kindergarten next year, and all kids, but specifically for kinder roundup. Every school might be a different day or time, but definitely still trying to schedule those one-on-one times. It's almost like a little mini parent-teacher conference right out of the gates, but making the kids feel welcome and really getting comfortable, because the schools are big and the guys are little. So we want them to come in and feel good, so that way the first day of school, it's not quite so overwhelming for them.
Yep. And I think that's a really good point on the fact that this is a new experience for the students. And for some of our parents, it's a first time new experience for them too.
Yes.
And you know, the idea of letting my child go.
Yeah.
And
it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And the idea of getting our families into the school. And we're just so excited to be able to do that right now with, you know, how this year has gone and, the ability to open our schools. And we're trying to do it safely. As you said, we're trying to find those hours, you know, get it open, but find those hours where it still makes sense to allow that to happen safely.
Absolutely. We want to get people in our schools. We want our families coming in and feeling comfortable. But again, like you said, doing it in a safe manner to where our teachers feel safe, the families feel safe, and everyone still gets to still have that experience of kinder roundup and get going, and the excitement that comes around starting that kindergarten year, and answer all the little questions that you don't think about. And what do they need to enroll their child? And when is the first day of school? And how do I get on the bus? And there's just so many little things to it that can be overwhelming to families that haven't had it, and this is their first child. So even when it's your 25th child, right? I can't imagine that it gets a lot easier. It's still letting go of your baby.
Yep, absolutely. And you raised, you mentioned that, threw out a couple of questions there. Have you guys experienced over the years, are there a couple of, you know, a handful of very common questions that you typically get from parents that you might want to address right now?
So some of the parents want to know what their child needs to be ready for kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So one of the big things, especially if it's their first one and they're not used to separating from the parents, is getting them used to separating. Maybe leave them at a family member's house so you can go run some errands, but separating from mom and dad for the first time, especially during COVID. I know this is causing some of the kids just to stay with mom and dad. So really making sure that they have that exposure in a safe way, whether it's play groups or with a family member. Also, they need to be able to know how to use their words to express themselves and not to just use physical actions. Another thing that also helps, they need to know how to do their buttons, their belts, how to be independent in the restrooms before they come. And then some of the academic things that they need to be familiar with scissors, how to hold a pencil, and also it helps if they can look at a picture and tell you about stories in the book, and just from looking at the picture. And they can also start counting items and recognizing shapes and colors and letters. And also, a teacher's favorite thing, if they know how to write their name on the first day of school, that is like the best gift you can give your kindergarten teacher.
Yes. As an old kindergarten teacher, that is the best gift ever. They came in writing their name. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a good day. And if they're not ready for that, that's okay too. Can they recognize their name? So if they saw their name on a name tag or on a cubby, you know, will they know that that is my name? So that's another big step.
Even the first letter helps so much. At least you have a little clue on whose paper that is.
Sure. And so along those lines, I think, you know, there's some parents out there who get really freaked out over, oh my word, I've got to be doing this, and I've, you know, and maybe we're going to start creating this boot camp to, parents don't need to do that.
It's
just a matter of sitting down. You know, one of the best resources is just probably, and you're the expert, but, you know, probably just spend time with your kids and look at books and read books and you know, write a letter and have them copy the letter and things. Like, so they don't need these elaborate resources.
No. In fact, don't.
Yeah. Everyday conversations are going to build their confidence and their vocabulary so much that just having those conversations, singing songs with them, those are the beginning skills where the parent is the first teacher, and they really have started that already, getting them ready for school.
Right on.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Even when they're driving, just pointing out street signs that are colors. So look at the stop sign. What color is that? It's red. You know, just the environmental print goes a long way as well.
Yep. We have a couple minutes, but I have at least one more question, which is, I know one of the big burning questions that keeps on being out there is, what's next year going to look like? You know, we're registering right now, and, you know, are we going to be quote unquote normal, as far as opening up? And, I know at the district level, we're certainly hoping, we're cautiously optimistic that, you know, it's going to be some semblance of normal. But I know you guys are preparing for, you know, ideally we're going to be in person.
Yeah.
We've got a plan B there, but any thoughts on that, on, you know, assuring people what it's going to look like?
Absolutely. Well, first I can tell you, we don't have a crystal ball, and we would love to tell you everything will be normal, we'll be in person all year, and we will all be happy. We're open this year. We've been in person since January, and we have been doing fantastic. The kids are doing fantastic. The teachers are happy. The kids are happy. And the parents are happy. It is so nice to be back, and the kids are flourishing. I will tell you, safety-wise, our cleaning protocols and precautions are better than they've ever been. This is my 16th year in education. I've never seen a so clean in my life. But our schools are safe, and that's what's important to know, is our schools are safe. They're safe now. They're going to be safe in August, and we're ready to have kids.
Right on. And again, if parents want to, if they missed all of this, if they forgot to write down the dates, what can parents do if they want to find out more information?
You can call whatever is your home school. Of course, we're going to promote Lake Valley because once a cub, always a cub. We are here for Lake Valley. But you can call your local school and just call the front office and ask about kinder registration, what dates they might have for kinder roundup, and what next steps parents need to take. So I am sure all school offices would be happy to help any families.
Right on. Amy, Holly, thank you so much for being here today with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early, as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks baseball returns to KQNA
Thursday, April 1st against the San Diego Padres. Game time 1 p.m. Diamondbacks Baseball sponsored this season by
Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Auto Works, House Chilston Associates, Ace, CNR Solutions, Sparklight, Yavapai Block, Red X Armory, the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, Prescott Valley Transmission Service, Wallach and Volk, the Prescott Brewing Company, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Al's Auto Body, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott True Value, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online High School, Western States Communications, You Pick It, and Waters Garden Center.
It's the countdown to opening day, April 1st, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, and a 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Hi, this is John Lotus from Auto Works in Prescott Valley. The word is out, Auto Works Service Repair is a hometown favorite for auto repair. We do our best to fix it right the first time. But don't just take my word for it. Check out our reviews on the internet. I just wanted to say thank you to our customers that have helped us be a favorite auto repair shop for 26 years. And if you're not one of our customers, give us a try. And maybe you too will become a raving fan. Give us a call at 775-3332. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Auto Works.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Podest.
All right, welcome back. We are talking, we talked a minute ago about transitions and about kindergarten and registration for next year. And we want to transition. We're still talking a little bit about next year because all of these things are happening not only this year, but they're going to happen next year. But we also want to talk a little bit about the celebrations of some of the cool things that we're doing. And so my next guest in the studio with me is Daryl Rauter, who is the band teacher at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. Daryl, welcome.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I began my career as an opera singer, believe it or not, a professional opera singer, and that was in regard to solo career. So I had a moderate to midland solo career based out of Chicago, and that was from 1981 until about I moved out here in 1993. And then I went to ASU and got a teaching degree, and I began my teaching career. So I'm in the autumn of my second career. I still do some singing. Every now and then I do an audition someplace, and I still get some operatic roles and also some musical theater roles locally. The operatic roles are out of town or in some other state somewhere, but
sure.
The musical theater stuff is local. And
okay.
In my teaching, I accommodated the situation, the music situation that was at various schools. I was at two schools in the district, still at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. But before that, I was at Liberty Traditional School and teaching general music there. And basically, I learned to teach band, but it was not my original intent. It was just something out of necessity. And now, okay. In my retirement, that's all I'm doing in the school districts is I'm teaching band, middle school kids, band one and band two, period one and period two, which is almost like being retired because I'm done by, 10:30.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's quite – I didn't realize there was that level of greatness down there at the middle school.
And in the beginning, I used my ear and my conducting ability to know when things were wrong. But in the beginning, I didn't actually know it was wrong. I had to keep referring to the book, and I had to refer to things online. What is the problem? Why can't this student get this kind of a note, or why can't they make that kind of a sound? And I still have to do that. I have to do it constantly because each level that I get to, it's more intense. So
sure.
There's things like embouchure, which is the shape of their mouth or their lips or with their teeth and what they do with their tongue and how they buzz their lips into brass instruments and how they seal off a reed in woodwind instruments. The only thing that I didn't need any help with were the percussion instruments or the keyboard, because the other instrument that I my instrument would be keyboard outside of my voice. So my voice and keyboard. So
okay.
I didn't need any help there.
Yeah. Well, and you bring up a good point that I just want to maybe have you illustrate a little more on. So you're by trade a singer, mm-hmm. Not necessarily a a musician playing an instrument. And so now you're suddenly a band instructor. And how many potential band instruments are out there that a kid might be playing?
Well, there are four families to begin with.
Correct.
But I also want to go back and say that I now have been teaching band for over 7 years.
Yep.
So I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm new to it anymore. I've sort of figured it out by now, or my program wouldn't be doing what it's doing.
Correct.
Which is growing.
Yeah.
But it's not growing really, I don't think, because of me so much as because we go into the schools, or at least we were allowed to go into the schools last year. And hopefully we can still maybe get there by the end of the year into the elementary schools and demonstrate to the sixth graders, just what it is to be in band.
Sure.
And, because we don't have band in the, earlier grades, except maybe at Liberty, because that band teacher has the opportunity to be on campus and teach the younger grades. So that's really what's made the program grow, is the visual, you know, that the kids get to see. They see the kids playing it.
Sure.
And playing music that they like. You know, when I get my seventh graders, they've never played an instrument in their life.
Yeah.
So I just kind of, most of them, I won't say all of them, because there are some that come from other schools, transfer in. Maybe they've been learning since third grade or fourth grade, or maybe they've learned on their own.
Sure.
But, for the most part, they are beginners. And so I just kind of divvy it out to evenly have the families.
Okay.
So the four families are percussion, yep, woodwind, strings, and, the brass.
Yep.
Now, we don't have any string instruments, in our school. To rent to the students, so we don't have all the families working all the time. But at the high school, they have an orchestra.
Yes.
And so all four families are there.
Yeah. And so seventh grade, then, for like you said, for the most part, those students, this is their first experience. And so band one is about introducing them to this.
Right, right. And then when they come back as an eighth grader, then they go into my second period class, which is called advanced band. And the difference is that they've found their ability. They've found the ability not only to make sound, but also to read music and to play together. And so the advanced band is stronger, more confident, louder, per se. I don't like to always and say better, because there's certain things about beginning band, because they're so excited to have their instruments. There's certain things about beginning band that is somehow it kind of equalizes.
Sure.
But I also, when we do our concerts and performances, I do combine them. So the strength and the experience of the second hour band really helps the first hour band, and that gives them excitement and courage.
Sure.
To play more and play louder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that we talked about the fact that, so we've been kind of, it's been an unusual year, and we've been kind of in and out of remote learning. And even when we're remote learning, you were doing band.
We were, and that started almost a year ago, right after the spring break of a year ago. And the difference is, I'll have to be honest with you. You know, the difference is they couldn't play together.
Sure.
I mean, everybody thought, and they saw initially Zoom productions of everybody singing together or playing together, but those things were studio produced.
Sure.
You know, where everybody gets a track, they put it on their ear, and kind of like if I'm in a studio here and I would sing or play my part, and then they would go to another studio and combine it and then present it. And those are things that we just didn't have.
Sure.
Ability to. So what we got was people playing on their own, like sort of their own lesson.
Yep.
And then I would set for them a proficiency by the end of the week, and then I had to hear them play a particular part of the song, or a song, or even a scale, or even just one note in the beginner's situation,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And to keep them going and motivated like that. The advanced kids felt differently because they wanted to play together.
Sure.
And that's what we were lacking. We were lacking the ensemble and togetherness, which finally now, since second quarter, we're finally starting to get that ensemble and togetherness happening.
Right on.
And it's difficult.
Yeah,
it's difficult,
absolutely. And hopefully, I mean, we're back in person. We've been back in person since January. Our plan and our hope is that we're going to stay in person, and that it's, you know, you're going to continue to be able to have them playing together. If a parent is listening or a student is listening and we've piqued their curiosity, what do they need to do in order to get band on their schedule?
Well, we have an open house on April 22nd at our school for the sixth graders from all over the district, for that matter, not just the feed schools, but, you know, any of the schools in the district or even outside the district. And on that particular open house, we will be showcasing everything at our school, but of course we'll be showcasing the bands.
Yep.
And the bands will be, if the weather permits, will be sitting outside so that there's plenty of air and everything like that, and less of spacing. And when we play our instruments, we can't have our masks on.
It just doesn't
work.
No.
So, but the drummers have their mask on, and so do our keyboard, and so do our guitar people. They have their mask on.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll be showcasing during that open house. And, so parents that are out there that are interested in getting their kids, involved can see for themselves what it's like. And, there is a cost to band because you have to buy an instrument or rent an instrument.
Yep.
You have to buy a music book. You have to buy maintenance items like reeds and oils and things like that. And you have to maintain that throughout the year. And you have to commit to things like parades and such and concerts, because
sure,
we're looking forward in a positive way that we'll get back to normal by next year, and there'll be in at least two parades and five concerts.
Right on. All right. So, April 22nd, they can come to an open house. They can check things out. They can also, you know, if you forget all of that and all of it goes out the window, they can certainly call the school. And,
absolutely. I believe that open house is going to be something like 5 to 7. That's usually our time frame that we do something. So it'll be early evening. But
perfect.
Yes, call the school office for the exact time.
Perfect. Daryl Router, the band director at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Again, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We're KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Concrete work on Hornet Drive in Prescott is close to being done.
City of Prescott crews have finished removing and replacing drainage, sidewalk, and curb and gutter. Crews are now performing miscellaneous cleanup and landscaping operations in the work zone this week. With this work about finished, crews are getting ready to remove and replace drainage and curb and gutter on Bradshaw Drive. This work is part of the concrete repairs and drainage improvements project. Construction is also scheduled to take place at the intersection of North Washington Avenue and Churchill Street. Work hours for this project are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors meets at 9 tomorrow morning to consider items related to construction projects.
Arizona Public Service plans on installing a temporary transformer along Prescott Lakes Parkway as part of the Yavapai County Criminal Justice Project. The utility easement for the transformer will be kept by APS until they abandon it. The board will also consider a temporary construction easement along Brian Mickelson Parkway and 6th Street. This easement will enable the City of Cottonwood to construct a sidewalk between the health clinic and the library on the parkway and 6th Street. Both of these items require unanimous Board of Supervisors approval for authorization. More information on how to watch this meeting is available at yavapai.us. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and breezy overnight tonight. Those clouds are going to roll in tomorrow with wind gust expected over 30 miles per hour. There's a chance of showers in the forecast by tomorrow evening. Expect a low of 34 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow of 62, 55 for the high on Thursday, 35 the low tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow of 71, Thursday, high of 64. That was a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verdelinks goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verdelinks to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Haume with Dignity Health Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Haume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Haume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, and welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD. I'm John Potist, superintendent. And joining me in the studio, we have Lindsay Buckle and Anastasia. There's Lindsay is the sponsor for the Interact Club at Bradshaw Mountain High School, and Anastasia is the president of the club. So I'll just let you guys introduce yourselves real quick.
I'm Lindsay Buckle. I'm a math teacher also at Bradshaw Mountain High School. I've been at Bradshaw for about, it'll be my sixth year. I was at Bradshaw Middle for a year and a half before that. And I'm the sponsor, which really just means I let them run their club, and I'm just the one who can do the paperwork and things like that.
Right on.
And hello, I'm Anastasia Jonas. I am a junior. This is my third year in Interact Club. Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Right on. Absolutely. So I think the first question to throw out there is, tell us about Interact. What is it? And what are the highlights that you want people to know about it?
So it's a club that is kind of the high school version of the Rotary Club. So we have the high school version. It's from 12 to 18-year-olds. We really stress leadership skills, so they learn a lot of leadership abilities. We have a president, a vice president, a historian, a recorder, and a treasurer, all officers of the club. And we really just want to get out and promote service above self. That's kind of our big service-based club. And we are sponsored by the Prescott Frontier Rotary. They kind of took us on and help us out when we need it. But it's really just a service club that we try to do more things in our community. Also, internationally, we're able to do some international projects as well, which is pretty exciting. So,
right on. You want to add anything to that?
No? It's work for a cause, not applause. That's our motto. So.
What's your motto?
Work for a cause, not applause.
Nice. Yes. So what are some of the causes that you're working for right now this year?
Well, definitely this year, some people have been hard hit with the coronavirus, especially hospital workers, the homeless. We're doing homeless packages right now. People are left without a job. And so there's a lot of children as well that are in need of toys and just support. So we've been doing the Angel Tree program and just helping people that are hard hit with this coronavirus this year specifically.
Right on. And you know, Lindsay, you said it, and I just wanted to reiterate, you're sponsored by Rotary, and Rotary's motto is service above self.
Yeah.
And that's definitely, so that's what you guys do at the high school level is,
yes.
And what a great thing to engage our students in understanding, as you said, you know, there's all kinds of, COVID obviously is a real thing that we're all experiencing right now, but every day in every year there's causes out there that and you guys are taking them on. Right on. So this is your third year in the club. First year as president?
Yes, first
okay.
year as president.
And so what's one of the, why do you like being in this club? Tell us a little about your involvement and what it means to you.
Well, 2 years ago, I joined Interact to see what I could do for others. Little did I expect to receive back such joy in return. It has been truly humbling. I believe that we all have something to give to others, to give back and to thank. Gratitude in both giving and receiving is what connects us all to something that is bigger than ourselves. More than anything, my time in Interact has taught me that we need each other and that we need to prioritize the needs of others, that there are those who need and that those have the and there are those that have the capacity to give, that saying thanks is a gift in itself, and that sharing truly is the beauty of mankind.
So. Wow.
She's amazing, isn't she?
We're just going to end right there. Right? We can't. Wow, that was what a mouthful there. Very impressive. And that is, I think that really embodies, I mean, not only you as a person, I think, but, you know, the club and what you guys do and what Interact is all about. So how many members do you have in your club?
Right now, this year, we have 57 mm-hmm. online. Usually, we're around 70 in person previous
yep.
years.
We've been up to over 100, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We did a really great recruiting a year ago where they were going into, and I let them go into the math classes, of, like, the freshmen and sophomores and kind of tell about our club and get them excited, and then we invite them to a meeting. And so we had, at one point, I think we had, like, 110 students that year. We're hoping to do that again next year.
Yep.
This year's a little tough, so we're just kind of doing word of mouth so far. But
okay. And, kind of along those that line. So yeah, this year's been tough. It's been in and out and a really rough year, but despite what has happened of being in person or not in person, you guys have continued to meet as a club all year long, no matter what.
We do. We have Tuesday mornings, the officers meet to discuss what we're going to talk about in the meeting that we're having in the afternoon. And then Tuesday afternoon, even if they're at home because they were on the day that they were not A through L or M through Z, we have a 3 o'clock meeting where we discuss what we're currently working on, what we think we plan on doing in the future, and that type of thing. So we've been meeting since August. So
right,
it's
on.
Pretty awesome.
And your peers have still continued to join in, and you guys are making this happen.
Oh, yes, they're amazing. I just want to say a big thank you to all of them, and thank you, Ms. Buckle, for always having a willing heart and positivity to bring to the table.
Of course.
Yeah.
We were recognized, so Make It Happen was the theme for our district conference this year, which we just had a week ago, and we got invited. There was 3 clubs that are still kind of making it happen this year, one down in Scottsdale, one, I can't remember where the other one is, but then us. So we did a kind of a 15-minute presentation about what the things that we've thought of outside the box that we don't normally have done, but that we can still do in this situation. So we did a presentation, and all of my officers presented a little snippet, and it was just amazing. And our Art Harrington, who's the district leader kind of almost all of Northern Arizona and a lot of the Valley as well, told us that they did a really great job, to be proud of them. So
right on. So it's that. It's that mindset. It's coming in and having the mindset of what can we do as
right.
opposed to what we can't do despite all of our circumstances.
They've been excellent by doing that. That's yeah. what we've done all year. Like, we can't – normally we go down and feed my starving children in Mesa, so we pack bags for – or pack mani packs of rice and nutrients that go overseas. That we haven't been able to do that this year. So Anastasia has been really great about saying, well, what can we do? So we painted rocks, and we delivered them to the Yavapai Regional Medical Center to cheer up the workers. We did sidewalk chalk at the school, where we did, you know, all sorts of different designs and things like that just to cheer up the students.
Yep.
We made homemade Christmas cards for the residents at Glassford Nursing Home or the retirement home just down the street from our school. So just trying to do some things that we can do to cheer up our community. It's been amazing.
Right on. That's awesome. And so my hope is that, you know, to let out of today's show is to let people know that AU exists, that Interact Club, what it is, and that you guys are rocking things. And my hope also is that maybe it might spur some, as we're talking about registration also for next year, that it might spur some interest in having some kids come and join your program. If someone was out there listening and is saying, I want to know more about that, what can they do to get more information on joining your club?
Well, definitely we encourage all the students at Bradshaw to join, because it's just after school, so you can just stop by and just join us. And I believe that everyone's talents can be used for something good, for something for others. So anybody, even small things, they contribute to something that's so much bigger. So if you have a talent, you like to be outside, join us in our park cleanups. It's just something that you can give back in the small ways. So
yeah.
Yeah, and they can always get in touch with me, lindsay.buckle@humboldtunified.com. I'm a teacher there, so they can find that and get in touch. We definitely, for registration, we always have a table available with our officers or just our volunteers talking about our club and the freshman registration or any registration. We also do recruiting, and it's really the cool thing about this club is that it's come when you can, do what you can. It's not there's no requirement that you have to have a certain number of hours or that you have to have a certain number of things that you do. The seniors will earn stoles and cords if they have a certain number of service hours for our club, but it's more of a just do what you can do. Just like she said, I mean, if you like to go outside and clean up parks, then we would love to have you. If we're going to learn how to crochet, I think, in a week or two to help make some hats for some kids that need hats, and we're going to have some lessons on how to crochet, because I don't know how to crochet, but she's put it together. There's a teacher on our campus that knows how to and is going to teach us to do some of those things. So it's just a great club. It's so much fun. It's
yeah, and very diverse. I mean, it's not just – you know, you said a couple of things that just I wrote down because they can kind of resonate with me is work for a cause, not applause. I really like that. And then, you know, do what you can. And so you guys are living that just through a variety of things and even pushing yourselves out beyond, okay, we don't know how to crochet, but what a great project. Let's learn how to do this as a group and let's use that skill that we're learning to help benefit those who might need it around us. So, and that's kind of what all your projects do is they're very diverse, and they help people who need help in some capacity.
Definitely. Yeah, we're packing homeless, or we're getting together homeless bags or homeless backpacks so that we can then get some packs of things that we can try to give to people that are in need or homeless people that need some materials. I mean, it's just the thoughts that she comes up with in our club and just all of our officers and just some of our people in there in general, just it's inspiring to me, actually. Like, I'm so glad that someone asked me to be the sponsor back when I first started at Bradshaw High School, so... They inspire me to kind of do better every day as well. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, right on. So, Lindsay, a question for you. Actually, I've got kind of the same question for both of you, but we'll start with Lindsay. What's your best sponsor advice, your best teacher advice, if you wanted to tell someone about getting themselves involved in something? What's the one piece of advice that you have?
I don't know if it's really advice, but I really let them be leaders. I let them grow into their leadership capabilities. I'm here to advise or just if they have questions and think through some of the things, but to allow them just to grow and mature and become amazing leaders is really cool thing. But just jump in. If someone like I didn't know what the Interact Club was, and I said, okay, I'll be the co-sponsor, and lo and behold, you know, it's just an amazing. It's been great. So I don't know if that's advice or not. But.
No, it's great. Absolutely. And I'll ask the same question, but from the student point of view, what's your best piece of advice to a peer? Why should I get involved in something?
Well, we must maintain a positive outlook. We must be the leaders, and we have to look for solutions, especially in these hard times. If you have the capacity to give, you have to do that because we're here for each other, and we need to pull each other up. So.
Yeah, and kind of going along with what you just said, too, is do what you can is we all have something. You know, we all have some gift. We all have some talent. We all have, even in the crazy times, we all have time that you could make if you wanted to. And the importance of that's what makes our, you know, whatever community you want to talk about, you know, either a very small, you know, the high school community or your Interact community or the community of Prescott Valley. But we all have a talent that we can improve our community better. And that's what you guys are working on is improving our community by developing leadership serving those around us.
Yes.
So, Anastasia and Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
It was great to be here.
And again, if you have questions, if you forgot everything that we just talked about, call Bradshaw Mountain High School and just say, I want to talk about that Interact thing, and they'll connect you where you need to go.
Absolutely.
So, awesome. Thanks for being here. We need to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane. The name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This year we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Podest.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was a great conversation about what's happening in our district as we celebrate the resiliency of our staff and students, while also at the same time looking forward and preparing for next year. Want to thank our guests from Lake Valley Elementary School, from Bradshaw Mountain Middle School and Bradshaw Mountain High School for sharing all of the awesome things that you guys are doing out there in our school district. The Humboldt Unified School District is truly the community school district. We appreciate the tremendous support given to our schools from the community, and we deeply appreciate not only that support, but everyone's understanding and flexibility as we've navigated this very interesting 2021 school year. And we continue to look forward to our partnership as we look at the 21-22 school year. So thank you. Join us in a month from now for our next segment of Talk of the Town. Right now you're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.